Second.
Chris Thompson, TRI Project Manager, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. County Manager, Mr. Deputy DA. I think it would be good, first, thanks to you gentlemen for coming down today for this explanation. And I think it'd be good to put the prior comments in perspective. The prior comments from the previous two speakers are from folks that are local activists who have been consistently and pretty loud in their anti-business, anti-economic stance. And I'd like to just remind the commission, 3 years ago, one of the speakers went wild on local media against the Tesla deal, nitpicking it, saying Tesla's never going to work. Tesla's not going to deliver what they promise. Tesla's not going to have these kind of employees that they're talking about. And it's a bad deal. And the county shouldn't do anything in terms of engaging in the Tesla deal. And today, here we are. We have Tesla out there, 5,000 workers on site, at least, if not more. 30% of a building that's going to have 20 million square feet of operating space is already built, three floors, just like they said they would. In fact, more than they said they would. They delivered. And why? Because there was a little bit of economic development from the government. If we went with what the prior two speakers want to do, there'd be no such thing as economic development. There wouldn't be any partnership between government and private business. The government's job, in their view, would be adversarial, to put clamps on it, to keep it down, to control it, to regulate it, and there would be very little or no growth. So I put that out there. Secondly, our TRI has got massive skin in this game. TRI, not only on this pipeline already, TRI's funded 30% engineering plans for that pipeline, for the project that's being talked about today, was funded by TRI. Secondly, from the get-go at TRI, every paved road out there has got purple pipe or reclaimed water pipes in the ground. That has been put in since the very outset of TRI. And those expenses were borne by the master developer, TRI. Thirdly, the actual reclaim reservoir that will hold about 1,800 acre feet of water in highly desirable land was set aside and built to a fundamental level, that is with the basin and the dam and the pipes and the pumps, is already in the ground today. And as it stands right now, we are currently putting in more distribution system as we speak. There are pipelines going in on Electric Avenue running south out of Tesla that the master developer is funding. We are very much engaged and we've got massive skin already in this non-potable project. Thirdly, water is the new gold. Water is what brings in high tech, such as Switch, and so that they can cool the servers and other uses for that water. It helps on manufacturing. The amount of acre feet involved in a large data center or a large manufacturing operation is huge. It's in the hundreds of acre feet of water, which is a lot. And this water is gold. And Mr. Witten is exactly right that water will allow this county to bring in more high tech, more manufacturing. And what does that mean? The facilities we're talking about out here are in the billions in capital investment. Switch's facility at full build out, seven buildings, 7.2 million square feet, is going to be $15 billion to $20 billion in capital investment. And that turns around into real property and personal property taxes to the county. The manufacturing building at Tesla, just the first phase of that building, the first 6.5 million square feet of operating space, was estimated at $5 billion in capital investment. This water is gold that will turn into capital investment, which turns into real property and personal property revenue for the county. And I think it's, I just wanted to make sure that these gentlemen had the prior comments in perspective. I don't think they represent the view of the majority of the people in this county, and we're honored to have you, and we thank you for coming to this county today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.